And then I have an errand to run. I placed another Total Wine curbside pickup order. And I'm so sorry that Big Fatty can't get hard liquor in South Carolina, because there's a South Carolina law that prevents them from bringing hard liquor out to your car. They should change that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's a South Carolina law that Big Fatty can't get hard.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3208 of the BFO for Monday the 25th of May 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't do shit. That won't take long at all. Sweaters, Big Fatty, as in go put on a camisole sweater or what are those called that button up? Not a camisole, it's a cardigan. That's it, a cardigan. Sweaters, as in it's hot. Y'all, it is hot. But y'all, we're hearing that music today because y'all, it is just 7 months until Crema. Big Fatty, who the hell knows what that's going to be like? Well, you know, maybe they'll move Crema. I don't know. Maybe Santa Claus will come and take things from me. Big Fatty, that doesn't sound fair.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Now, y'all, since the time that that music started and now, y'all, several hours has passed and y'all, I've had a couple of glasses of wine, but and that just to let you know if I'm a little
Big Fatty, unfocused.
Yes, today, the 25th of May, y'all, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you've heard his voice on the little show many, many times. It's been a while since we've heard from him, but he was on the Pride 48 cocktail party here recently. Y'all, he would oftentimes send us the kerfuffle of the week. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Jimmy Bear. Oh, man, hey, we love Jimmy Bear. We do love Jimmy Bear. You know, his anniversarium was this past weekend on Saturday. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he was the 2016 number one fan of the little little show. Y'all, he is the husband to the flob foe and the papa, is it papa or daddy? I don't know. To Danbury Jr. Also, y'all, he normally today he would be hosting Meetapalooza, Big Fatty. But y'all, instead he's having a Coronapalooza, Big Fatty. So y'all Meetapalooza got canceled this year, but hopefully it'll be back next year, y'all. I'm talking about, of course, the one and only Brian in Danbury. Oh, we love Brian in Danbury. It's true, we do. So y'all, if you see Jimmy Bear or Brian in Danbury on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. But Big Fatty, don't thank them for their service, because this is Memorial Day, and that would be for Veterans Day when you thank living. Oh, yes, and I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yeah, I see y'all. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right Little Show. Y'all, I'm trying to think. Y'all, I don't think I've done a whole lot. Y'all, I did see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, on Fall Right. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely to catch up with them. Y'all, I also like the Laughing Buddha mentioned. Y'all, I went to the Total Wine, and y'all, I picked up a case of the Moose Pea Wine. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they brought it right out to the car, because I did not have... Yes, Big Fatty, you weren't hard. No, I didn't have any hard liquor. Oh, that's very different. So they brought it right out to the car, and it was just lovely. Then, of course, Friday evening, y'all, it was Friday at Fatty's for the boys, the horror group, if you will. Granny was supposed to start after work, and of course, Granny arrived around 4:30, and y'all, we piddled around and just chitter-chatted for a couple of hours, and I think Durwood arrived around a little bit before 6:30, and young Nicholas came in a little bit before 7, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening. Probably had a little bit too much on the adult beverages, but y'all, everybody was okay to get home, and but y'all, it was just so nice, just so nice. And it seems to me like there was something that I was supposed to remember for content, but y'all, I don't fucking remember it. So there you have it. And y'all, slept like a baby on a Friday night. Probably because we cracked open a new bottle of the Tanqueray 10. By the way, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, went shopping for Tanqueray 10 and couldn't find it, but he was able to come up with some Peter G. Tonic water. Big, fatty, juicy, that focaccia he made. Yeah, it was huge. It was enormous. Big, fatty, enormous. Big, fatty. Let's see. Y'all got up on... Y'all, by the way, it has been so hot in Charleston. Y'all, I did do one nipple walk. Let me just check the file here. Y'all, no, I didn't. Neither Friday nor Saturday nor Sunday have I gotten my steps in. But y'all, it has just been so hot, and the humidity has been relentless. Y'all, I'm just not gonna put myself in a situation where it's unsafe. And y'all, I did not nipple walk over the weekend, and so be it. And today, Monday, y'all, it's only supposed to go like to 82 today, but y'all, it was going like to 90 degrees with 80%. Y'all, it feels like temperature was reaching triple digits, and I'm just not going to go out in that. But anyway, and I own it. I own it. I'm not making excuses. I'm owning it. Anyway, on Saturday, y'all, I really didn't do a damn thing on Saturday. Y'all, I didn't even shure on Saturday. Y'all, I was just a sloth. I was a sloth. And y'all, I did catch up on the Shark Tank. Y'all, do you watch the Shark Tank? Caught up on the end of that season. Y'all, Sunday night, I don't know if you saw this or not, but that Pressure Lock and the Match Game were returning. So y'all put those in your VRCs. And normally I'd be recording Survivors Ready Sunday night, but y'all, it's over. It's over. We're done. Y'all, then on Sunday, let me think now. On Sunday, y'all, I got up this morning, and y'all, I worked on it's the Sudoku that's the 5 puzzles in one. And y'all, I was doing real well, and then all of a sudden, I made a mistake somewhere, and it wasn't going to work, so I just threw it away. Y'all, then, young Nicholas stopped by. And Durwood had wanted a case of Moose Pea wine, so I will just put mine in the secret hiding place, and we'll be drinking Durwood's. Betty, he'll hear you say that. Well, that's all right. Young Nicholas was hitting up on him on the Grin Doctor and lived here in the neighborhood or was visiting the neighborhood. And y'all, he stopped by and we had a nice little chat. Nice young man. And all we did was chat. And y'all, it was just nice. And we did that, and y'all, then I had a lovely Caesar salad with some shake and bake chicken for my supper. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my weekend. Big Fatty, you really didn't do shit, did you? No, I didn't.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Do you want us to try it again?
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGEDCBA.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGEDCBAX kind of got screwed up. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKHGEDFEDCBA. I'm not as good as I used to be. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGEDCYZ. Gotta say it really fast, otherwise it doesn't do it right. So, ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKHILJ. I screw up right there. I get messed up. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKHJFEDCBA. Messing him up. What happened?
Damn, that's a Big Fatty. What the hell was that, Big Fatty? Y'all, that of course was Miss Bacon, and I believe that was Bacon Bits with her. And first of all, thank you so much for the call, Miss Bacon. Always lovely to hear from you and Bacon Bits. And Big Fatty, it's as if there was some sort of satanic message being sent by that being. Tabatized being done backwards. You know, I'm not sure. But you just never know. It could just be that it was just Miss Bacon being Miss Bacon. Well, Big Fatty, you probably got a point there.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. You know what time it is. Ventured out into public today, and I sent the boy genius into CVS because I needed some more of my vitamin C gummies. So we ended up getting one of those body armor juice drinks. I think Moose would know what I'm talking about. 2 20-ounce bottles of Diet Pepsi and 2 bottles of 60-count vitamin C gummies. And we paid for all of this, including tax, $1.40. So that means I saved $20.78 for a total of 94% in savings. I mean, for crying out loud, I got a bottle of Diet Pepsi for 9 cents, and they're normally $2.29. So, huzzah. And also, let's see, as of the 21st, I've saved $306.77. We are not going to talk about how many prescriptions I've had filled for the three of us. And yeah, so still trying to run them out of business, even though we're in the middle of a pandemic. All right. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, guess it, y'all. Y'all, that is, of course, Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And that was absolutely an excellent coupon. Yes, Big Fatty, I saw you touching yourself inappropriately. Well, you know, when you can save 93% or something like that, you know, that's worth a good inappropriate touch. Yes, we can. Y'all, Princess Hannah and Joe and the boy genius, y'all, they're moving. They are moving. And you know, as you've heard me say many times, move is a four-letter word. And y'all, thoughts and prayers to Princess Hannah and to the boy genius and to Joe, because y'all, they're getting their own place. And I hope it all goes well. But y'all, even under the best of circumstances, move is still a four-letter word. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, just to let you know, on for right day, old Cricket Hat sent out the request for participants for the June Pride 48 event. Now y'all, it is the deadline for little shows to get their request in is the 12th of June. So y'all reach out to your favorite little shows and make sure that they sign up to participate in the June Pride 48 event, y'all, which is the last weekend when is it? Oh, Big Fatty, you're looking at the wrong thing. Yeah, it's the last weekend. Y'all, by the way, the Pride 48 June event is the 26th, 27th, and 28th, and we'll announce the lineup at the State of the Station on the 14th of June. So y'all reach out to your favorite little shows and make sure they're going to participate. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha. You know, he is up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota. And Laughing Buddha, I know that you enjoy going to the Total Wine as well and enjoy the curbside pickup. Any other news?
There's a South Carolina law that Big Fatty can't get hard.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's why they have those little blue pills.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.